Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the House, bipartisanly, overwhelmingly, has voted to ban TikTok. And this has caused a lot of debate on if that's a good move or a bad move. So I'll tell you what's going on, and then you guys could decide. And, of course, we want to hear from you at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, people are having a meltdown. This is TikTok, for crying out loud. But, boy, I think 150 million American users. It apparently has more impact than we thought it would. So what happened and why it happened was the House today passed a bill 352-65. And I mean, to see the House and Republicans and Democrats agree on something, it's rare. So to this degree, 352-65 passed a bill that would basically ask TikTok. It doesn't necessarily destroy TikTok from every single platform and annihilate it. It is basically asking TikTok to separate from China. Senators have to now decide if TikTok does pose as a national security threat. The app's parent company is Chinese. And so with this, TikTok is being asked to separate from them. Not sure how that, you know, how a company gives up something they're making millions on, but lawmakers, as well as many Americans, fear that through this app, China's spying on us. China is learning us, watching us. And for the House to overwhelmingly support this, they allegedly have evidence that that is what's happening through the TikTok platform. Now, have I seen TikTok videos? Yes. I think they're funny. I love them. Do I have TikTok app on my phone? I don't. Because I already, Disneyland listens. When I talk to my husband about you want to go to Disneyland, all of a sudden the phone pops up an ad. So, you know, I don't mind if Walt Disney and Mickey Mouse listen, but I do mind if China listens. So senators now have to decide, and it looks like they might move forward with this. But the House China Select Committee says Chinese Communist Party, CCP officials, through ByteDance, are using TikTok to spy on U.S., on our locations. They're using, they could influence campaigns in terms of, apparently they feel they can manipulate us through TikTok. ByteDance has 5 months to divest from TikTok. If it doesn't, in 5 months, you can't access TikTok. Now, interestingly, Trump and Elon Musk were not fans of this. And it's interesting when you look at their concerns. Now, Trump, all right, if I could say this on air, let me see if I could quote. I think he calls Mark Zuckerberg Zuckerschmuck. I can't tell you. I'm sorry. That's funny. Anyway, Donald Trump says if you get rid of TikTok, Facebook and Zuckerschmuck will double their business. I don't want Facebook, he says, who cheated in the last election, doing better. They are a true enemy of the people. Elon Musk, who you would think would be like, yeah, we don't want China spying. He doesn't like it because he said the bill isn't just about that. He said, you know, if the bill, and again, this is why I want to read the bill myself. If the bill says, all right, we're not allowing any Chinese entity to infiltrate millions of our innocent Americans and spy on them, that's one thing. Elon Musk says, no, this is broader. They could censor, shut down free speech, affect other social media platforms. platforms such as Twitter and Facebook. So I have not read, I've just, you know, again, we just got the headline that the House voted on this earlier today. I think it happened about an hour ago. So I haven't, I don't know how many thousands of pages are in this bill. These bills are hard to read because they always allude to something else. But this shouldn't be such a big chaotic event because we shouldn't be that reliant on this. You know, if somebody said, you know what, we're going to get rid of Hulu, or yeah, you know, we're not going to stream Hulu, people will be like, oh, all right, well, I'll go to Netflix. But we have integrated so much of our entertainment and people's work. Apparently, there are businesses, thousands of businesses that rely on TikTok for revenue, that it we let it become a bigger thing. And a one-line bill saying, we're not letting China in. So TikTok has to remove from China, prove to us they are not China owned, and we'll continue to work with them. That's one thing. But if there is language in there saying at any time they could censor, government could get involved. See, I don't like government getting involved. I don't like government getting involved with a lot of things because they seem to screw things up. I mean, but if it says, yeah, government could get involved with radio, government could get involved with, you know, blocking. Well, look at what happened with the last presidential election, you know, we have to understand what's in the bill. Now, you know, people will say, well, if it was that bipartisanly supported, it must be okay. I think we do need to take a look at it, but I do agree with the aspect that we really have to be aware that our enemies are, you know, very cyberly shrewd. And yes, if they have, even if they, let's say China didn't currently have that sort of access, knowing that you have this many people dependent on something that can spy on them, that can listen. And I know people say, oh, the iPhones don't listen. They do listen. If I bring up anything, I don't want to say her name because it'll come up, it'll say, I'm listening. I mean, they're trained to listen. And how ads pop up when you're just talking to your husband about Disneyland, I think I was saying I need to buy new underwear. And then all of a sudden, you know, all these underwear ads came up. And they weren't the sexy Victoria's Secret underwear. They were the 36-hour underwear I used to have to wear during my 36-hour shifts in the hospital. So that's really freaky. Meaning, how do they know what underwear I wore 20 years ago? China, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the UK has banned the use of pediatric gender dysphoria use of puberty blockers. Now, this is something that was already, we knew this was coming because back in June, the UK said they were looking at this and they were going to be submitting guidance. This is the National Health Service in the United Kingdom. And so we knew this was coming, but this week they issued guidance saying not supposed to be used in kids for gender dysphoria. Now, any child currently on a puberty blocker can continue their care. I think there's about 100 of them I read somewhere, maybe more. But any child currently on treatment could still continue. They don't have to be abruptly taken off. If you are an adult, actually 17 on up, the NHS says you could go to an adult clinic and be evaluated for gender dysphoria, see if your diagnosis is truly gender dysphoria, and then the possible treatments. For adults, puberty blockers can still be used. But in terms of kids, they did not have enough evidence to support it. And in fact, they were concerned about the health risks. Now, this is not a shock because in Europe, one of the European top health agencies has said we don't recommend their use in kids for gender dysphoria. For precocious puberty, kids undergoing puberty very early, needing to slow down that process, still fine. For using it to treat prostate cancer, endometriosis, but for a child or a minor who believes they have gender dysphoria or gender discongruence, as far as the UK goes, no, we're not there yet. We can't recommend it. So here's some of the things they said. All right. There is some uncertainty about the risks of long-term cross-sex hormone treatment. Last summer, they said they're okay with the use of clinical trials, but they're not recommending its use for the widespread population. This week's guidance says we have concluded that there is not enough evidence to support the safety or clinical effectiveness of this treatment to make the treatment routinely available at this time. Now, how did they come up with this? Well, they reviewed evidence from the National Institute for Healthcare Excellence, which was commissioned to review published evidence on gonadotropin-releasing hormone analogs use in children. So the gonadotropin-releasing hormone, it kind of regulates your hypothalamus pituitary axis. You get a signal from the brain to stimulate the sex organs in men and women, or biological females and biological males, to start producing sex hormones. Some agonists, I think they've had some issues with agonists and side effects, but there's these analogs that in a way start as an agonist, but then they end up desensitizing your sex organs to wanting to produce the hormones. And so you almost get a stimulation and then you get this feedback loop. So when your body is telling you, when the hormones are saying, look, telling the brain, don't be stimulating us anymore, then there's this feedback mechanism. It's a little complex that I'm trying to explain as quickly as possible, such that then the sex organs will minimize their production of sex hormones as the brain is starting to go, wait a second, I don't think we need to give or signal that much more hormone. We have already done it enough. And so then the sex organs don't get the stimulation that they need to continue to grow. Hence, it's a puberty blocker. Now, previous studies have said it's all good. You stop the puberty blocker, patients are fine. They'll go into puberty. But there's been some issues with their bones. There's been some issues with cognitive development. And I wrote a piece on this and I linked some of the evidence that you guys could click on and read so you get where this came from. And we'll see if America follows suit. Right now, it doesn't look it because they're very, very pro. Many medical groups and bodies are very pro pediatric gender dysphoria treatment with puberty blockers. But according to the NHS, these hormones cause some, quote, irreversible changes, such as breast development, breaking, or in males because of the estrogen, or a breast development in a female. Going back on that, I was able to identify if somebody was anorexic in school because as a grown-up, their breasts just didn't seem to follow the natural curvature of their body. And 99% of the time, I would notice this and I'd say, did you have an eating disorder or how was your caloric intake? And they said, yes, I had anorexia. Well, what happened is they didn't produce enough sex hormones when they had low weight, not ending up developing the breasts that they wanted. Well, that's something that maybe a child might not really want, but as an adult, they might want, especially if they change their mind in terms of gender transitioning. So they found irreversible changes in that. They said long-term cross-sex hormone treatment, quote, may cause temporary or even permanent infertility. So something that I've always said, you got to be really, really careful. The LGBTQAI plus community is already vulnerable in terms of discrimination, in terms of access to things. The last thing you want to do is victimize them by destroying opportunities for them to be fertile. And I know some people may have their heart in the right place saying, we want to help the LGBTQAI plus community. Let them transition. Let these kids transition. But when you prevent them and almost sterilize them, which according to some of this data, it could do. Okay, now you're victimizing them. Assuming somebody in the LGBTQAI plus community or somebody who may have gender dysphoria, assuming they don't want to have kids is wrong. And as I've said before, a child cannot give informed consent. If you asked me when I was I remember my mom and sister talking to me when I was 3-4 years old. I thought I was going to turn into my dad. I thought I was going to be a dude. And they said, no, you're going to be a woman and you're going to bleed every month. You're going to have boobies. I'm like, I don't want any of that. So at 3-4 years old, I was like, really? Now, I'm very, very grateful for the boobies. I'm very grateful for my fertility. I love being a woman. But you tell a 3-4-year-old, you tell an 8-year-old, you tell a 12, 13-year-old girl who is doubled over in pain like I was with period cramps that you don't have to deal with any of that. They'll say, sign me up. How can they give consent on what they want when they're 21, 24, 28, 32? How many of us knew what we wanted by the time? I mean, if you ask me, did I want kids? When I was in grade school, middle school, I'd be like, no. We don't have the ability to give the right consent. So we're assuming that the parent or guardian can consent. Would I have wanted my parents to make any decisions that could have affected my fertility? Oh, hell no. And thank God they did. Yeah, I am a cis female. I love that I'm a woman. And I understand because I've had patients who have gender dysphoria. It is not an easy thing to it's a very challenging, complex issue. But it doesn't mean somebody should lose their height. It doesn't mean somebody should lose their ability to propagate or to have children. And it also doesn't mean that they should be on heavy hormones that could cause some very serious side effects. Does the average child understand that if they're going to be on high dose estrogen to maintain certain suppression of certain sex characteristics, they could be at higher risk for stroke, for blood clots? So where I stand on this is I understand why the UK did this, and it was pretty gutsy considering everything going on, but I think this protects children of the LGBTQAI plus community to the degree that they need to be protected, because we can't assume somebody doesn't want to have kids. We can't assume somebody doesn't want to gain their bone strength, and we don't know enough. And again, these are kids, and I understand, once you grow the beard, once you grow the boobies, it's more difficult. I get that. But these kids change their mind. How many times have we heard individuals change their mind? And they're saying that some of these side effects are irreversible and not reversible. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. The White House announcing another $300 million in military assistance is being sent to Ukraine in the form of anti-aircraft missiles, ammunition, artillery rounds, and anti-armor systems. A bipartisan bill has moved forward with a vote today that effectively bans TikTok in the United States if the app's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, doesn't sell to an American owner in the next 6 months. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump have clinched the Democratic and Republican presidential nominations, respectively, bringing on a third rematch expected to revolve around all the same issues in 2020: immigration, the economy, abortion, reproductive access, inflation, and foreign policy. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So both President Biden and former President Trump have clinched the delegates to be their party's candidate in this upcoming presidential election. Expected. You would think after Super Tuesday they could call it, but there weren't enough delegates after Super Tuesday. So as we said, it would be the following week that would then determine. And obviously, President Trump overwhelmingly had support, as well as Joe Biden. Interestingly, RFK Jr. may be picking Aaron Rodgers as his running mate for VP. That's fascinating. I hear Jet fans are pretty ticked off. The Jets, not to mention they put in a lot of money for Aaron Rodgers to only play, what, four drives until he had an injury? I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he's a good quarterback. Looks like he gets grumpy a lot. Kind of had a pretty paralleled stance on COVID and ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, as others have. But I mean, does he? Do we really want him second in line to presidency? Does he have that sort of? Running plays on a football field. I mean, it is tough. I don't know. I never thought about that. I mean, Ronald Reagan was a fantastic president. He was an actor. So maybe, I don't know, maybe we do need to look at what's going on. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo, he doesn't even have to rule. All he has to do is just stand there in the White House, and I'd vote for him. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. Of course, with President Trump, they keep throwing everything at him to keep him from, you know what this reminds me of? I don't know if you guys ever saw Mr. Mom with Michael Keaton, where there was a race between Michael Keaton and I forget what movie it was, where somebody was in some sort of a race and everybody was trying to hold him back. Yeah, I think it was Michael Keaton and Mr. Mom. He was racing at a company retreat, his wife's boss, and he wanted to kick the boss's butt because the boss kept hitting on the wife, and people kept trying to hold him back and throw things at him, and just throw obstacles in his way. He ends up later throwing the race so that the wife, doesn't lose her job. But I picture that with Trump, where everybody is trying to hold him back. And he's going to just, in fact, it makes him stronger. Well, former President Donald Trump had multiple charges against him in this alleged Georgia election interference. And some of them have been thrown out. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee wrote today in an order that six of the charges in the indictment must be quashed, including three against Trump. Now, the order does leave intact many other charges, and that the judge wrote prosecutors could seek a new indictment on the charges he dismissed. But the six charges, according to Daily Mail, have to do with alleged soliciting elected officials to violate their oaths of office. Now, these were the charges in question that got removed. That includes two charges related to Trump's infamous phone call to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, asking him to find the 11,780 votes. And again, when I first heard about that, I was, when he's like, okay, we need to find where these votes are. Are they in a box somewhere like we saw in Baltimore that we heard about last year, that there was thousands of votes in a box, little ballots that were sitting at a Baltimore post office from the 2020 election? Those kinds of things. That's how I had interpreted it. But the prosecutors tried to make it say that it was code for somebody needs to create them. I didn't get that. Maybe I'm naive, but that I got that as, where did the votes go? What boxes? What got shifted? So this ruling comes as McAfee has a deadline of whether he's going to still allow Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade, with whom they had an affair, and it allegedly that during a time that could spark ethical conduct issues in terms of the Trump case. The judge is supposed to let us know any day now on if he's going to let them proceed. Was there a conflict of interest? Should they recuse themselves? But Trump still faces 10 separate criminal charges in this case. Over, I guess, nationwide, he has 88 cases against criminal charges against him. It's crazy. You see all everything going on. You see, I was watching I was watching a little bit when I got home of that case about Biden and his classified records and the classified documents. And the Robert Hur, who was the special counsel, that was a fascinating sort of hearing that happened at the House yesterday, where allegedly Biden, which was in Hur's document, Biden was offered $8 million for a book deal. But they had evidence that Biden admitted he had classified documents, knew he had the classified documents, shared classified information with his ghostwriter, lied about knowing about the classical, so meaning lied, but had proof of that. Hur called it inconsistencies. So, I had worked for the government, having family members who work for the government, the security clearance would have been ripped away and possible criminal charges immediately instituted for anything like that. And nope, not going to prosecute. And that was kind of fascinating. And, you know, and what was interesting is you saw both Republicans and Democrats kind of go after him because, you know, he had said, Robert Hur, former special counsel, had said in his defense of why he's not going to prosecute Biden is the jury might not find him to have the proper memory, or the jury might find, you know, that, you know, not using his words, but, you know, not as mentally more feeble. And so my first thought about that is, why is he assuming what the jury's going to think? And I'm not saying I want the president tried and all that, but or the current president tried, but I just want to see consistency and equality when it comes to the laws. Hillary Clinton allegedly had classified material at her house, erased evidence. What, I thought these are things that are big no-nos. So now Trump is going to be up against similar charges. I know everybody says they're different charges, but him having classified documents. And they say, well, the difference, people were saying, well, senators were saying the differences, or House members were saying the differences. Trump knew he had the classified documents. Biden didn't. Well, Special Counsel Robert Hur said he did know. Not only did he know, he bragged about it to his ghostwriter and fed the ghostwriter some of the classified information. But to me, that's a done deal. That really? Now, technically, Biden could pardon himself. You know, he would lose a security clearance. See, that's the other thing. To get security clearance, you have to be extremely pristine when it comes to your classified documents. So I'm not sure what the hell's going on here. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah. Don't forget to sign and date your return.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many people are asking now what's going to happen in America now that Europe is becoming a little bit more vocal about concerns with pediatric gender-affirming care and how puberty blockers could come with irreversible health risks. What is America going to do? One of you had asked earlier this morning about Governor Lombardo's stance on this. Again, I can't speak for Governor Lombardo's office. Where this question comes from is, oh, I apologize. I'm sorry. Oh, look, we got some music. Okay, good. Look at that. I think this was earlier last year the governor of Nevada, I live in Nevada, our governor is Governor Joe Lombardo. He is Republican, but he has, he was unique in terms of a Republican governor signing into law a measure that requires all sex reassignment surgeries to be covered by health insurance companies, which I believe includes pediatric as well. He also signed, I think, another bill that kind of regulated or urged like gender sensitivity training for police officers and transgender rights for the inmates in prisons. And so what happens next? Because people want to know what's happening in America in terms of where we're going with this. Well, as I've said, I think the American Academy of Pediatrics has been aware that their stance has differed from that in Europe. And the American Academy of Pediatrics is one of the leading barometers and leading, shall we say, governing bodies, and I'm using that term loosely, when it comes to pediatric care. And their statement has been reaffirmed to support gender-affirming care that helps children, whether they want youth access to comprehensive gender-affirming care, therapy, make sure that there's still confidentiality, that electronic health records be adjusted appropriately with their name, you know, things like that. And so, you know, when you have a group of doctors that differ, especially with pediatrics, I mean, some of the most astute, intelligent, highly specialized doctors are the non-specialty pediatricians, the general pediatricians. I am blown away. And in fact, I did a lot of pediatrics in family medicine, but I did not solely do pediatrics. It's there's so much to it. And I had to also take care of geriatrics and OB and gyne and all the other stuff. So, you know, when they say, well, family medicine, pediatrics, those aren't specialties, they're more general, it's tough because you have to be responsible for so much. So when you have individuals in as high and esteemed a profession as pediatrics supporting gender-affirming care and puberty blockers, you start, and it being such a stark contrast to European doctors, it starts to rattle people's faith and starts to go, well, okay, well, who's right and who's wrong? And it feels very similar to what happened with COVID. The doctors that said, just get the shot, this is your shot, and they were quoting Hamilton, this is your shot, get your shot, everybody get your shot. And you had other doctors going, can we slow this down? Why don't we, you know, understand there could be risk factors? Why don't we, you know, concentrate on the vulnerable populations? It doesn't mean you have to give it to everybody who, you know, it doesn't mean you have to give it to all healthy people. Maybe there will be some risk factors with it. I mean, in medicine, we're pretty consistent with not making the whole population do one thing. Look at all the guidelines when it comes to mammograms and prostate cancer screening and colon cancer screening. I think with thyroid cancer screening, there's no recommendation. They say it's indeterminate risks versus benefits in terms of just routine screening of the general population. So general population advice and recommendations are very, very carefully decided. And you just don't say everybody needs to get something done. The U.S. United Services Preventative Task Force is very astute on making sure that you don't just randomly machine gun approach something that could be expensive and have risks. Yeah, when it came to the COVID vaccine, all of a sudden, it was a much different attitude. Why? Politics. That's what's happening in America with gender-affirming care in pediatrics. It's politics. You know, UK has, what, 70-some million people. And, you know, the NHS, because of their socialized medicine system, you know, they are taking on the cost of this. And they're also taking on the lawsuits. They're taking on that. So they're, you know, they're not as swayed with, well, in this election, you'd be banning this, you'd be this. You know, when in America, it's very, you know, progressive in that stance, which I think if you really want to be progressive, protect these kids. Now, don't put them through something that they can't give consent or understand the implications for. So how will that happen? Well, the American Academy of Pediatrics, who doubled down on gender-affirming care in pediatric populations, and as many other medical associations, it's not going to be easy for them to go, our bad. We'll do what Europe is doing. That's not going to go that way. So they're going to try to slowly transition it out. Did you guys ever see that Friends episode where Ross had an accent? He was talking to his class with an accent. Then he wanted to get rid of the accent, so he tried to transition it out. And then he would just in between his accent and not. And the students are like, what the hell is going on? You're seeing that now with CDC and the COVID recommendations. Where, okay, now you don't have to be out of work for 5 days and you're not as infectious. Whereas 4 years ago, it was, you need to quarantine if you've been exposed for 2 weeks. You need to isolate for 10 days. You need to have positive tests to go back. See, now they're trying to slowly transition it back so people don't notice us finally going to normalcy. And so I'm wondering if that's how it's going to eventually happen in America. Hearing these young individuals say, I didn't want to transition. I didn't want to lose my breasts. I'm having long-term side effects. My vagina hurts. You know, I'm in horrible pelvic pain. They're going to have to roll this back. America is not going to be able to, you know, appease political parties and lobbyists when you have other medical bodies saying, guys, come on. Science is science. So I think you're going to see a very, very slow rollback, but not anything immediate, because then it'll show that they didn't listen to many of us providers that said, can you slow your roll on this? I think we need more data. You know, and I gender dysphoria is not easy. You know, being in a body you don't want. But as I've always said, you have to understand what exactly is true gender dysphoria. The reason why people are rushing to treatment is they say the kid's going to commit suicide. The kid's going to kill themselves. Well, that suicidal ideation doesn't go away just because you've started to do surgery on them. Now they're 1-877 Doc Dolly.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.